The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Time to talk about some of the quirky aspects of sport. Cameron Hill from Off the Ball joins me now, and we are talking about the Open, which started earlier this morning.
Yeah, the 152nd Open is underway, Pat, and as you can imagine, the Open has a rather fascinating history. It's hosted this year at Royal Troon in Ayrshire in Scotland for the 10th time in the course's history. It hosted the Open for the first time in 1923, at which the worst ever score at the course was carded by Albert Tingey Jr., who finished with a 23 over par round of 94, and he finished his 72 holes with a score of 331. I did the maths, that's 47 over par for the entire couple of days, so as long as someone doesn't surpass that, we should be fine.
They also have the oldest set of golf clubs in existence.
Yeah, they were the recipient of, as you say, what are believed to be the oldest set of golf clubs. Back in 1915, the set of eight clubs were discovered in Hull in 1898, sealed in a cupboard along with a newspaper dated 1741, so over 150 years at that stage. They were then given to the R&A World Golf Museum in St. Andrews, where they're currently on display.
Now, it's called the Open. They sometimes call it the British Open, but that they say, no, the real name is the Open. Who started the Open?
Well, the gentlemen golfers of Leith were responsible for drafting the modern rules of golf in 1744. So golf has existed, they think, from long before that. But a set of 13 laws were officially established to form the basis of their club championship. Originally, only those in the gentlemen golfers of Leith were allowed to partake in the championship. But then they opened it up to everyone, which is why it's called the Open. And in 1860, the first Open Championship took place at Prestwick Golf Club. The responsibility of the Open Championship and the laws of the sport have been handed over to the R&A, the Royal and Ancient Golf Club at St. Andrews in the late 19th century is when that happened. And now they are known as basically the home of golf and the spiritual pilgrimage for golfers around the world.
Women, not allowed.
No. Infamously, they barred women from becoming members for 125 years, although they could be invited as guests or visitors. And in May 2016, a vote to allow women to become members reached a majority, but not the two-thirds supermajority required for change. So the R&A intervened. They removed Muirfield, which is where the Gentlemen Golfers, or what they're now known as the Company of Edinburgh Golfers, they have their club at Muirfield, and they removed the course from its rotation of open venues. The club reacted after 10 months, fair play lads. And in March 2017, women were admitted as members for the very first time, and Muirfield has hosted the Women's Open for the first time in 2022. A similar story in Port Marnock here in Dublin. They overturned a 127-year ban on female members in 2021, a ban which had prevented the club from hosting the Irish Open since 2003.
Now, there's an irony about the exclusion of women, isn't there?
A little bit, because one of the earliest known depictions of golf from outside the Western world is a painting by Chinese painter Du Jin, dating from around 1500 AD. It shows three women holding sticks with long shafts and paddles at the end, all staring at a small ball on the ground. Behind them are two, you can call them caddies, carrying all the clubs that they're not using. Now, they're not playing golf, they're playing the ancient sport of Qi Wan, which translates in Old Chinese to hitting a little ball with a stick. And incidentally, the widely believed notion that golf stands for gentlemen only, ladies forbidden, is merely a joke that emerged in the 20th century. We're not 100% sure of the etymology of the word, but it's believed to have come from the Middle Ages, from Dutch, I think, a word for paddle or bat. But Qi Wan bears a lot of resemblances to modern golf. They used a small dimple ball, they hit it from a boxed area to a hole marked by a flag in the fewest shots possible. And it was also primarily the activity of the upper classes. So most of the artwork depicts nobles playing it. And it's also cited as the reason that the sport died out in China, along with the Qing dynasty in the 17th century, because none of the commoners were playing it.
Okay. And I'm sure the commies don't like it much either, do they?
No, they banned golf until the 1980s. They considered it too bourgeois, which I think they were on the money there.
Now, golf, we talked about those early 13 rules. There are a multiple of rules of golf now.
Quite a few. So in 2019, an effort was made to sort of simplify the rules of the sport, just to break it down a bit. So the shortened rule book comes in at just the 538 pages long. Golf was played originally at St. Andrews, and that's where, as I said, they are the home of golf and responsible for the current rules. they played on what's still known as the old course from around the 15th century and originally played over 22 holes, but considered some of the holes too easy. So they shortened it to make it 18 holes, which is now the standard length of golf courses around the world. St. Andrews is a really interesting one because a lot of this, because it's played on natural surfaces, animals and the homes of animals sometimes get in the way. So back in the late 18th century, the course was sold to the Dempster family to kind of recuperate some funds. But a church ordinance previously decreed that they had to play golf, they had to allow golf to be played because it's called St. Andrews. So there is a church link there. And the Dempsters were leasing the site to rabbit farmers. So there was this kind of feud back and forth, a legal war between golfers who didn't like having to go around burrows and potentially hit rabbits, and the Dempsters who weren't so happy with all these golfers on their rabbit farm. It eventually reached the House of Lords, came to a head. The House of Lords ruled in favour of the Dempsters, and then the course was bought by a man called George Cheap, who was happy to take the course off their hands, and the Dempsters were probably happy to be rid of it considering all the nuisance it caused. And they put a rule in, they banished all the rabbits, but there's still rabbits sometimes on the course. And Rule 16, Article 1 states in the rule book today that if a player lands in a hole made by a burrowing animal, they are allowed to move the ball to an area free of holes. The same applies if the ball lands next to alligators, stinging bees and venomous snakes. But I like, it's up to the players to decide whether the snake is venomous. So I don't know how they decide that.
All right, finally, streaking on the course.
Yeah, so the Open is kind of known. There's a tradition of streakers charging onto the greens at the tournament over the years. Tiger Woods famously received the embrace of a streaking female fan naked back in 1999. And I saw a photo earlier of one streaker wearing total tiger print body paint as she ran onto the course. But the most famous incident, I suppose, was back in 1985 in Royal St. George's when Peter Jacobson's final putt on the 18th green was interrupted by a streaker. Jacobson lined up the streaker as he was coming towards him and made just this absolutely perfect textbook tackle technique to put him on the ground and have him carted off by stewards. So the streaker was escorted off the course, but as Jacobson explains in this clip, the damage was very much done.
The guy put a sits mark right in my line. There were two big cheeks, and I failed to get it up and down. There were two big depressions. I should have tackled him somewhere else.
And I hope Peter didn't get hurt doing that.
I'm a wimpy guy making the tackle of a naked man. I guess that's kind of embarrassing.
Not a lot of fuss about a little thing like that.
So it literally affected the lie of his putt as he was finishing up. So
Let's hope Rory streaks into an early lead today. Cameron, thank you very much for joining us. That's Cameron Hill from Off the Ball. Well,
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.